Today is very auspicious day. Thakur Mokshivinoda's birthday. Here is the picture of Thakur Satchidananda Mokshivinoda. He was one of the acharyas of this disciple succession from Krishna. We have got a succession table from Krishna, genealogical table. There are two kinds of genealogical tables. One by the seminar. Father, his son, like that. That is material genealogical table. And there is one spiritual genealogical table, disciplic succession. Just like Krishna. Krishna, the original Father, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he spoke the Vedic knowledge to Brahma, Lord Brahma. He spoke to Narada. Narada spoke to Vyas. Vyas spoke to Madhyacharya. So, in this disciplic succession, Lord Chaitanya, from Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, and similarly, coming down now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, then my spiritual master, then we are next generation, my disciple. So there is a disciplic succession. And the acharyas, their authorities. Our process of knowledge is very simple. We take it from the authority. We don't speculate. Speculation will not help us to come to the real knowledge. Just like when we are in difficulty, in legal implication, we go to some authority, lawyer. When we are diseased, we go to a physician, the authority. There is no use speculation. Suppose I am in difficulty, in some legal implication, I simply speculate, I shall be free in this way and that way. That will not help. We have to go to the lawyer who knows things. And he gives us instruction that you do like this, then you will be free. Similarly, when you are diseased, if I speculate at home that my disease will be cured in this way and that way, no, that is useless. You go to an authorized physician and he will give you a nice prescription and you will be cured. That is the process of knowledge. But at the modern age, people think that I am free, I am independent, and I can make my own solution. That is askelda. That's not good. Arjuna, when he was talking with Krishna as friend, but when he saw that there was no solution talking like this, he surrendered to Krishna. He said, Shishasti hum, aham, myself, I surrender unto you as your disciple. Shishasti hum, sadhivam, prapannam. Prapannam means surrender. So that is the Vedic injunction, that if you want to know transcendental knowledge or science, transcendental means beyond the scope of your direct perception. So, spiritual knowledge is beyond the scope of our sense speculation, beyond the scope. It's like when a soul, a spiritual spark only, leaves this body, you cannot see. Therefore, it is the class of man, they speculate. There may be a soul, there may not be soul, or the bodily function was going like this, now it is stopped, the blood corpuscles now cease, it is no more red, it is white, therefore life has... These are speculations. This is not actual knowledge. Actual knowledge you get from the authority, Krishna. He says, Tatha dehantaram prati dhirasattva namayati. Just like the soul is passing through different stages. Dehinas means jatha dehi. Deha, deha means this body. Asmin dehe, in this body, there is dehi. Dehi means who is the owner of this body. There is soul. That is passing through childhood, boyhood, babyhood, youthhood, old age. Everyone, you can perceive that you are a child, you are a baby, you are a boy. Now you are a young man or old man. So you are there. So as you are passing through different types of bodies, similarly, when you give up this body, you accept another body. What is the division? Tatha dehantaram prati dhiras tattana muyati. There is no question of becoming astonished how transmigration of the self, soul takes place. The vivid example is there. Simply, you require little intelligence. That intelligence is developed through the instruction of Acharya. Therefore, Vedic injunction is not to acquire knowledge by speculation. That is useless. Athātute deva padām bhujatvayam jānāti tattam prasāda leśānu grhīta evai nacāna ekopi chirang vichinna. Chirang vichinna. Chirang means for thousands of years you can speculate. You cannot understand what is God. That is not possible. But if you receive knowledge from the devotee, he can deliver it. Therefore, Vedic injunction is that tadvijnana, in order to understand tadvijnana, vijnana means science. If you want to know the transcendental science, then you must approach a guru. Tad-vijnanartham. In order to, if you are at all interested to understand the spiritual science, tad-vijnanartham. Guru meva avirache. You must approach guru. Guru means this disciple succession. As I have explained. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an ideal guru. He was not a sannyasi. He was grihastha, householder, living with family, wife, children. Still he was guru. So anyone can become guru. Not that a sannyasi can become guru. A householder also can become guru, provided he knows the science. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Ramananda Rai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, very highly born in a Brahmin family, very learned scholar. So he was talking with Ramananda Rai, a grihastha, governor of Madras, and he was questioning, and Ramananda Rai was answering. That means he was taking the part of guru, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking the part of a disciple. So he was hesitating, Ramananda Rai. He thought himself that I am a grihastha, I am not even a Brahmin. Besides that, I am dealing in material affairs, I am governor, politics. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi, born of a high-class Brahmin family. So it does not look well that I shall teach him. So he was hesitating. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No, why you are hesitating?" He said, "Kiva vipra kiva sudra nasi kane nor jai krishna tattva betta sei guru hoy." He said, "Don't hesitate. Either one may become a Brahmin or one may become a sudra. Kiva vipra kiva sudra. Vipra means Brahmin and sudra. Sudra is the fourth great human being. Brahmin is the first grade. So kiva vipra kiva sudra. He may be a first grade human being, or the lowest grade human being. Or he may become a sannyasi or a grihastha. It does not matter. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can become a guru. This is the bhagavad. Because spiritual science does not belong to the bodily platform. It is on the spiritual platform. It is very nice. Just like when you go to a lawyer, or to an engineer, or to a physician, you do not inquire whether he is a Brahmin or Shudra. Simply you have to know whether he is a lawyer, that's all. Whether he is a physician, actually. If he knows the medical science, he may be a Brahmin, he may be a Shudra, he may be a sannyasi, he may be a householder, it doesn't matter. Your business is with a physician, with a lawyer. Similarly, your business is to understand Krishna. So anyone who knows Krishna perfectly, you have to go there. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchen. It is bathing injection, it's not there. You have to approach a sannyasi or a grihastha or a Indian or American. No, gurum. And guru means who knows the science of Krishna. So, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur was grihastha, very responsible officer, magistrate. And he was so exalted that he would come from his office generally at 5 o'clock, then take his supper and immediately go to bed. Immediately. Say at 7 o'clock in the evening he goes to bed. and he wakes up at 12 o'clock. So suppose he goes to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening and wakes up at 12 o'clock at night, it is sufficiently 5 hours. One should not sleep more than 5 to 6 hours. Minimize as far as possible. The Goswamis used to sleep not more than 1.5 hours or 2 hours. Sleeping is not very important thing. Even big politicians, they used to sleep for 2 hours. So especially in spiritual life, they should minimize as far as possible eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Minimize. Gradually it comes to meal. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was eating only a little piece of butter every alternate days, not daily. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, regularly, he was coming from his office and after taking his supper, immediately goes to bed and wake up at 12 o'clock and he used to write books. He wrote, he left behind him about 100 books. And he excavated the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, organized how to develop that bus site, Mayapur. He had so many business. He used to go to preach about Chaitanya's philosophy. He used to send books to foreign countries. In 1896, he attempted to send Life and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya in the McGill University in Montreal. So he was busy, Acharya. So one has to adjust things. Not that because I am grihastha, householder, I cannot become a preacher. It is business of the sannyasi or brahmachari. No, it is the business of everyone. The whole world is suffering for want of knowledge. The present civilization is animal civilization. They do not know anything beyond eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That's all. This is animal civilization. Animals does not know beyond these 4 principles of life. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That's all. No, human life is meant for something else. What I am, what is God, what is my relation with God, what is this material world, why I am here, where I have to go next. So many things one has to learn. Athata brahma jigyasa. This is human life. Not that eat and sleep and have sex life and die somewhere like cats and dogs. Therefore, there is need of acharyas, teachers, for propagating spiritual knowledge, Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was, although he was a grihastha, householder, a government officer, magistrate, but he was acharya. So from his dealings, from his life, we should learn how one can become a preacher in any stage of life. It doesn't matter what he is. There was one incident, very interesting. When he was magistrate in Jagannath Puri, the system is Jagannath temple is a very big establishment. In the temple, 56 times daily bhog is offered. And you'll find in the temple always at least 500 to 1,000 people gathered. And they come from outside. And prasad is ready. If you go and ask in the Jagannath temple that we are 100 men come from outside, we want prasad. Yes, immediately ready. So it is a huge temple. This is one temple, but there are many other thousands of temples in India where prasad distributed. Now it is minimized by our present government. They think that it is unnecessary expenditure. They are minimizing. But not unnecessary expenditure, they do not understand. Formerly, in India, there was no necessity of hotel. Anyone goes anywhere, even in a village, he goes to a temple, the prasad is ready. There is no need of going to a hotel. You pay or don't pay. If you say that I want little prasad, yes, take it. That is the system still. There is a Nathadwar temple in Rajasthan. You pay 2 annas only. 2 annas means 1 cent. You get sumptuous prasad for 2 months. All very nice prasad. Still, the prasad distribution in temple is long-standing usage. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Jagannath temple is managed by a body, and it is the custom that the local magistrate of the district, he becomes the president or manager. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was manager in that sense, because he was magistrate. The managing committee was being presided by him. So there was a complaint. In Odisha, this Jagannath temple is situated in Odisha. Utkal, this state, was originally belong to Dhruva Maharaj. His son's name was Utkal, Maharaj Utkal. Anyway, so this Utkal, there was a pseudo-yogi. He declared himself that just like you'll find nowadays also, there are so many rascals declaring that I am incarnation of God. And they know some mystic power, play some jugglery, and foolish people take them, or he is God. So there appeared one, like such pseudo-god, Vishnu, in a village of Orissa. And he was dancing, rasa dance, and foolish people were sending their daughters and wives to dance with him. There are so many. Not only that, the people are so foolish. They do not know. They want to be cheated. And these cheaters come. He declared that I am God, I am Vishnu. So there were sane men also. They took objection. What is this nonsense? This man is dancing with ladies and gentlemen, girls. So they filed a complaint. At that time it was British rule, the complaint to the governor or the commissioner, very high officer. The commissioner knew that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his name was Kedarnath Dutta. Dutta, Kedarnath Dutta, his household name. So, the commissioner of the division, he knew that Kedarnath Dutta is a religious man, and his magistrate in charge. So he handed over the case for inquiry. What is this complaint? You please inquire and do the needful. So he was a pure devotee, and he understood that this rascal is a bogus man, cheating people. I must inquire. So he went to the village in plain dress with some constables, police constables. They were also in plain dress. And as soon as he approached that rascal yogi, he said, "Oh, you are Kedarnath Dutta. So, very nice. I shall make you king of India. Please don't try to bother me." Because he could know that he has come to inquire about my Ras Leela. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, first of all, said, "Sir, you are such a great yogi. Why you are in the village? Why don't you go to Jagannath Puri? There is temple and Lord Jagannath is there. Better you go there and see the Lord and be happy. Why you are in this village?" "Oh, Jagannath, that is made of wood. I am personally the Supreme Lord. That is made of wood." Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a devotee, he became fire. He was insulting. "Achche siladhi gurusu narumati." According to Shastra, if somebody thinks, just like here is Diti, if somebody thinks, it is made of stone, it is stone to the eyes of the non-devotee, but it is personally, supreme personality of Godhead to the devotee. It requires the eyes to see. So devotee sees in a different angle of vision. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he entered Jagannath temple, immediately he fainted. "Oh, here is my Lord." And the non-devotee is saying, "It is wood, a lump of wood." Therefore, to the non-devotee, he remains always in wood. But to the devotee, he speaks. That is the difference. Premanjana churita bhakti bilochane. If God is everything, why wood? Through wood and stone, God cannot manifest. If God is everything, according to Mahamata philosophy, that's a fact. God, omnipotent, he can express himself even through wood and stone. That is God's omnipotence. That is God's omnipotence. Not that God is unable to express himself through wood and stone. Then how is omnipotent? Omnipotent means his potency can be expressed through anything. Because anything, everything is expansion of God's energy. Parasya brahmana shakti. Tathaiva akhilam jagat. The whole world is manifestation of different energies of God. Therefore, just like through the energy of electricity, the electric powerhouse, although far, far away from this place, but expressing, there is electricity. Through this glass, through this ware, the power can be expressed. There is a process. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very much, because a devotee cannot tolerate blaspheming another devotee or God. So as soon as he said that, "Why shall I go to Jagannath Puri to see the wooden Jagannath? I am personally Vishnu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur immediately ordered his constable, arrest. Arrest this rascal. So he was arrested. And when he was arrested, he had some yogic mystic power. All the constables, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his family members became affected with high fever. And then 5 degrees fever. So when he came back, his wife became very much disturbed that he arrested Vishnu and we are all going to die. We have got now high fever. Bhaktivinoda Thakur replied, yes, let us all die, but this rascal must be punished. This is the view of pure devotee. So he was put into the custody. And there was a date fixed for his trial. And all these days, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself and his family especially, they are suffering from high fever. Maybe that yogi was planning to kill all the whole family, but it was going on as fever. So, on the trial day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kedarnath doctor, when he came to the bench, the man was presented, the so-called yogi, and he had big, big hairs. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur ordered that bring one barber and cut his hair. So no barber dared. The barber thought, no, he is Lord Vishnu. He said, you're fine. But he is suffering from fever, so I shall also die. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur ordered that give me the scissors. I'll cut. So he cut his hairs and ordered him to be put into jail for 6 months. And in the jail, that Vishnu incarnation managed to take some poison and he died. So this is one of the incidents. There are many incidences. You are very strong man. He punished many pandas in the Tirthas who exploit visitors. This is the position of devotee. In spite of his becoming a responsible magistrate, a householder, still he was acharya. So we have to follow the acharya. If we are at all interested in spiritual science, then we must follow the Vedic instruction, tad-vijnana, samsa, guru-meva, avigacche. We must approach. You cannot have spiritual knowledge simply by speculating. Impossible. Simply waste of time. Samayeva hi kevalam. You must go to the... And the Bhagavad Gita, therefore, it is recommended. Acharya-upasanam. Acharya-upasanam. Not only worshipping the Lord, but also the Acharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bhi. Guru, Acharya, and Krishna, one should seek favor of both of them. Not that I am now seeking favor of Krishna. What is the use of Guru and Acharya? No. You cannot overlap Acharya and go to Krishna. That is not possible. Krishna will not accept. Just like if you want to see a big man, you should go to his secretary, to his orderly, doorkeeper. Similarly, our process is Acharya Upasanam. Go through the Acharya. That is the injunction of the Vedas. Tarka pratishtha. If you want to enter into the spiritual world, you cannot get through simply by arguments, because there is no limit of argument. I place my argument in one way. Another man, who is better arguer, he places his argument in a different way. So if you simply go on arguing, it is not possible. Tarko apratishtha, it will never help you. Argument. Suto vibhinna. If you think that I shall read scriptures and I shall understand God, now that is also not possible. Suto vibhinna. Scriptures are also different, because scriptures are made according to time, circumstances, people. Just like Bible. Bible, Lord Jesus Christ speaks in the desert, Jerusalem, or what it is. The people were not so advanced. Therefore, his first instruction is, thou shalt not kill. That means they are very much engaged in killing others. Otherwise, why is this instruction? And actually, it so happened that they killed Jesus Christ. So that society was not very enlightened society. So scripture for a society which is not very enlightened and scripture for a society which is very enlightened must be different. So that society was not very enlightened society. So scripture for a society which is not very enlightened and scripture for a society which is very enlightened must be different. Just like a dictionary for the schoolboy, a pocket dictionary, and for a college student, international, biggest dictionary. Both of them are dictionaries. But the small pocket dictionary is not equal to the big dictionary, because it is different made for different classes of men. So scriptures are made according to different classes of men. There are three classes of men. First class, second class, and third class. The third class man cannot understand the philosophy and scriptural injunction of the first class man. That is not possible. Higher mathematics cannot be understood by the small school boys who are simply trying to understand 2 plus 2 equal to 4. But 2 plus 2 equal to 4 is equally good to the higher mathematics students. But still, higher mathematics and lower mathematics is different. Therefore, it is said, sutayo bibhinna. The scriptures are different. So if you simply try to understand what is God by reading scriptures, you cannot achieve. You must approach a guru. Just like a medical book, it can be available in the market. If you purchase one medical book and study, you become doctor. That is not possible. You must hear the medical book from a medical man in the college, medical college. Then you will be qualified. And if you say, sir, I have read all the medical books, recognize me as a medical practitioner. No, that will be not. The sutayo vibhinna, scriptures are different. Arguments, that is also not helpful. One man may argue better than me. Then philosophy. The philosophy, it is said, naso munijyasya matangra bhinna. One philosopher is differing from another philosopher. Just now, today, Samsung has purchased one book about different philosophers. So that you also cannot ascertain what is truth. Therefore, Shastra says, dharmasya tattang nihitam guhayam. The truth is very confidential. So if you want to know that truth, mahajana jena gatasya pantha, you should have to follow the great acharyas. Then you will understand. Therefore, acharya upasana is essential. Acharya upasana is very essential. In all the Vedic sastras, the injunction is there. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avijacchet surutriyam brahmanistham tasmad gurum prapaddita jigyasu se uttamam. Anyone who is inquisitive to understand higher truth, he must surrender to Guru. Tasmad gurum prapaddita jigyasu sreya uttamam. One who is inquisitive, who is now inquiring about transcendental subject matter. Tad viddhi panipatena priprasnena sevaya. So all the sastras says, in our Vaishnava sastra also, Rupa Goswami says, ādo gudbāsram. In the first beginning, you must take shelter of a bona fide guru. So, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthday, we should adore, we should worship, because in the modern age, he reintroduced the disciplic succession. From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this philosophy, but within 200 years, because this material world is so mad, that whatever you introduce, in due course of time, it will deteriorate. You make a nice house, but after 100 years, 200 years, or nowadays, even after 50 years, it becomes dilapidated. That is the nature's law, kala. Time will destroy everything. The British Empire, such a big, vast empire. Now it is finished. The kala, the time will, everything met, finished. That is material. Anything material, it has birth, it has growth, it has got some opulence, then dwindling, then finish. That is the way of material. So we are interested in spiritual subject matter. Therefore the process is adu gudbhasram. One has to accept a bona fide spiritual master. That is our process. Without accepting a bona fide spiritual master, we cannot make any progress. It is impossible. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur happens to be acharyas, one of the acharyas, and he has left behind him many books. Chaitanya Sikhamita, Jaiva Dharma, these are very important books. They are in Bengali, in Sanskrit, and many songs. He has prepared many books of song. The song, Ei Naam Gaye Gura Chand Madhusa, that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. So we are trying to present Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books also in English translation. Gradually we'll get it. So our adoration, our worship, to Bhaktivinoda Thakur today because he may bless us to make peacefully progress in Krishna consciousness. Acharya upasana simply by the blessings of acharyas we can make very rapid progress. Vedeshu dullava adullava ato bhakto. If we just sa prasadad bhagavat prasad, we sing every day. By the mercy of the spiritual master, acharya, we immediately get the blessings of Lord. Immediately. Jasya prasada, jasya means whose, prasada, benediction, by the benediction of the spiritual master. Jasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. If spiritual master, acharya, is pleased, then you should know that Krishna is also pleased. You should know too. This is not very difficult. Just like you are working in office, if your immediate officer, boss, is pleased, that means the proprietor of the farm, he is also pleased, although you do not see him. This is fact. Your immediate boss, if he is pleased. Similarly, our business, this spiritual line, is Guru Krishna Kripa. We have to first receive the merciful benediction from the acharya, and then Krishna will be pleased and he will also give his blessing. Madhvakta, there is a person in Srimad Bhagavatam. Madhvakta puja bhudika. Krishna says, that if anyone worships me directly, and if anyone worships me through the acharya, he is better devotee, who is coming to me through acharya. Madhvakta puja bhadika. So, this Vaishnava philosophy process is go through the acharya. Servant of the servant of the servant. We should try to become servant of the servant. Gopi bhattu padakamalayo daso dasanu daso. Daso dasanu daso. We should not approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. That is not good. That is not good. In the Vedic injunction also it is said, jasya deve para bhakti jatha devi tatha guru. If one got unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality of God, jatha devi, and similar faith in guru, of course we must make guru bona fide, then it is disciplic succession. And that is also not very difficult to select who is bona fide guru. Bona fide guru means he presents himself as servant of God. He does not pose himself falsely that I am God. This is bona fide. It is not difficult to find out bona fide. This is the test. If anyone says that I am guru, I am God, then he cannot be guru because he has no knowledge. How he is God? But he can cheat some people. That is different thing. You can cheat all people for some time and some people for all time, but not all people for all time. That is not possible. So these kinds of guru who poses themselves that I am God, he is a false guru. The bona fide guru will say that I am servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna or God. Servant of. That is the business of Guru. He serves Krishna as Krishna desires. That is his business. That is also not very difficult. Krishna says Krishna desires. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. That you give up all other engagements, just surrender unto me, and I give you protection. Krishna says. So Guru's business is that you simply surrender to Krishna. What is the difficulty? Simply repeat the same thing, not for himself but for Krishna. He is bona fide Guru. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is very bona fide because we say the same thing as Krishna says. We don't make any addition or alteration. Not like big scholars, like, it is not to Krishna. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mang namuskuru. And the scholar interprets, it is not to Krishna. That's just the foolishness. Krishna directly says unto me, he says not to Krishna. Misleading. Such misleading, Guru will not help. Therefore, to find out a bona fide Guru means that he does not change the words of Krishna. That is his position. He places everything as it is. And he has understood thoroughly the science. Jigyasu Sayuttama. Guru, what is the symptom of Guru? Tasmat Gurum Prabhupada Jigyasu Sayuttamam. Those who are inquisitive to understand higher scientific knowledge. Uttamam. Uttam means higher. Uttam, Madham, Adham. There are three words. First class, second class, third class. So, spiritual knowledge is uttamam. Anyone who is inquisitive to understand first-class knowledge, he requires to go to a guru. Those who are interested in third-class knowledge, they do not require any guru. Third-class knowledge means animal knowledge. How to eat, how to sleep, how to make arrangement for eating, how to make arrangement for sleeping. That is third-class knowledge. Because the animal also try for this kind of knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep. Therefore, this kind of knowledge is third-class knowledge. And second-class knowledge is what I am. Athāda brahma-jigyāsa, the Vedanta. That is second-class knowledge. And first-class knowledge, when he actually understands what he is eternal servant of Krishna and engages himself in the service of the Lord. That is first-class knowledge. And therefore, as soon as he comes to the first-class knowledge platform, he becomes happy. Brahma-bhūta-prasanna-ātmā nasocati-nakāṅkati samas-sarveshu-bhūteshu madhu-bhakti-labhati-parāṁ. So after being liberated from the material concept of life by the blessings of Krishna and Guru, one comes to the platform of first-class knowledge where he engages himself directly in the service of the Lord. That is first-class knowledge. First-class knowledge means beyond liberation. Second-class knowledge is trying for liberation. Third-class knowledge means in bondage, like animal. The animal, they are bound up by the particular type of body and has no, possibility of becoming liberated. That is animal life. But human life is better than animal life. Because he, if he likes, he can make himself liberated from these bondage of material body. That is the facility. He can understand himself, what he is. He can understand what is God. He can understand the relationship between God and himself. He can understand what is this material world. Because there are thousands of books of knowledge. Take it for Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. And it is meant for human being, not for the cats and dogs. Cats and dogs cannot understand. But a human being can understand. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is to enlighten people to utilize his very nice life, human form of life. Utilize it properly. To utilize it properly means to revive his dormant Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness or God consciousness is there already. It is developed in human form of life. But it is now covered because due to our association with this material world for unlimited years background, we are coming through different species of life, millions and millions of years passed away. Suppose I was a tree, sometimes I was standing up for 10,000 years in one place. We have passed through. That's a fact. That is evolution. Now we have got the opportunity of light. If you don't use these opportune moments and again go back to the cycle of evolutionary process, so these are great science. Unfortunately, there is no opportunity for the people to study this science in the school, colleges or universities. They are simply teaching people that you work hard and gratify your senses. That's all. Therefore, a section, a younger section, they have been disgusted. They have refused to cooperate with the social society on account of this disappointing education. And it will increase. Because this sort of education cannot give peace or prosperity to the people. Problems are increasing. Therefore, our request is that if you want to decrease or completely finish all the problems of life, take to Krishna consciousness in the process of disciplic succession and you will be all happy. Thank you.